Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Virus cases on the rise across the U.S. We have the story.
Small earthquakes rattle Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police are investigating a fatal stabbing in West Wichita. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It looks like we're going to be ending the month in Wichita with about 3/4 of an inch of precipitation. That's half of what we would normally get in the month of November. Our complete forecast on the way here in just a few minutes.
As COVID cases are rising nationwide, many states are tightening restrictions amid the holiday season. Speaking Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, gives his thoughts on what may need to be done to help flatten the curve.
We're going to have to do the kinds of restrictions of things we would like to have done, particularly in this holiday season, because we're entering into what's really a precarious situation because we're in the middle of a steep slope.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
President-elect Joe Biden is deciding who will serve on his communications team. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield will serve as White House communications director, and current confirmations director Jen Psaki will become the White House press secretary, with former chief of staff to Kamala Harris, Karine Jean-Pierre, serving as deputy press secretary. Simone Sanders, a Biden senior advisor, formerly of Bernie Sanders' campaign, is being named senior advisor and chief spokesperson to the vice president. Now, we expect more announcements this week on the economic front. Janet Yellen is poised to become the treasury secretary, and Biden's chief of staff indicated on Twitter Biden intends to nominate Neera Tanden of the Center for American Progress to the Office of Management and Budget.
Meanwhile, President Trump still has not conceded the election and continues filing lawsuits contesting the legitimacy of the votes in battleground states.
Police are investigating a homicide in West Wichita.
The Wichita Police Department says the incident happened in the 1000 block of South Richmond Avenue and was reported just after 4 p.m. Sunday. A witness flagged down the Wichita Fire Department and reported a stabbing in the area. According to police, there was a disturbance inside a home in the area that resulted in the death of a 32-year-old man. WPD Public Information Officer Paul Cruz says the victim was stabbed in the upper body. When officers arrived to the scene, they did locate the victim and he was pronounced dead. Police say this was not a random incident. They are still trying to locate the suspect. Anyone with information is being asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Small earthquakes rattled Wichita for a couple straight days.
An earthquake on Thursday measured 2.7 on the Richter scale, while one on Friday had a magnitude of 2.6. United States Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso said 26 people in and around Wichita reported to the USGS feeling Friday's earthquake. The earthquake on Thursday hasn't yet been reported to the USGS. Both had epicenters in the eastern part of the city. Caruso added, people generally, if they felt it, would be close to the epicenter, and they would experience a little bit of vibration. We certainly wouldn't expect any damage to be caused by anything that small. The threshold for damage usually starts at 4.0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Several Wichita area businesses have filed a lawsuit over the latest Sedgwick County health order. The attorney representing those businesses, David Miller, tells KNSS News the U.S. Constitution is in effect under all circumstances.
It's not done away with. It's not suspended simply because, you know, we happen to be going through an emergency or a pandemic. The constitutional protections for all citizens are still in place during even a pandemic.
David Miller, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, Sunday night here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Highlights from the Chiefs-Buccaneers game yesterday. We'll see how the Chiefs did and who scored the touchdowns. And that'll be coming up in sports.
Joe Biden injured his foot over the weekend. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
A radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Joe Biden's doctor says the president-elect injured his foot over the weekend.
The president-elect has a hairline fracture in his right foot and that he will likely require a walking boot for a couple of weeks. The president-elect suffered the injury while playing with one of his dogs Saturday afternoon.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting.
And Fox's Trey Yingst reports on the murder of Iran's leading nuclear weapons scientist.
The Middle East remains on edge after the assassination of a man largely seen as the godfather of the Iranian nuclear program, scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. His body will pass through multiple cities before being buried in Tehran on Monday. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani are vowing to respond to the killing. Top Iranian officials say Israel is behind the ambush, as one of the country's largest newspapers called on Iranian leadership to bomb the Israeli port city of Haifa. The Israeli chief of staff toured Israel's border with Syria this weekend. His soldiers are under routine orders, but remain alert about the possibility of an attack from Iranian proxies in the area.
White House senior advisor Jared Kushner is headed to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week.
Reports of a mysterious monolith went viral after recently being discovered in the Utah desert. Now, the monolith is gone.
All the Utah Bureau of Land Management would say was that they received credible reports that the illegally installed structure referred to as the monolith was removed from Bureau of Land Management public lands by an unknown party on Friday night. The monolith, estimated to be between 10 and 12 feet high and thought to be some kind of metal, was discovered by state wildlife employees while they were counting sheep from a helicopter. And following the discovery, pictures of the structure quickly circulated on the internet, drawing comparisons to a similar looking slab in Stanley Kubrick's 1968 film, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock for Steve and Ted.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We have a lot of emergency vehicles heading to the scene of an industrial accident in Park City. This is on 45th Street North to the west of I-135. The initial reports said there was a victim perhaps trapped and crushed in between two pieces of metal. It appears that victim is not trapped, but that victim is conscious and has potentially serious injuries. So a lot of emergency vehicles there on the scene of an industrial accident in Park City, west of I-135 on 45th North. Traffic update from Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And sunny today with a high of 47 degrees. Let's check the forecast now. KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan?
Good morning. With a clear and chilly start to the day, it's going to be sunny with temperatures in the low 40s at noontime, 47 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 24, then sunny on Tuesday with a high near 50. Our next chance of precipitation will likely come with a light mix of rain and snow on Wednesday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 21 degrees, west wind at 10 miles per hour. 8:10, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 21 degrees. Let's just call it what it is. It's cold out
there. Morning.
It's cold this morning. Oh. Well, if you were to choose a word that rose above most in 2020, which word would it be? Ding, ding, ding. Merriam-Webster today announced pandemic as its 2020 word of the year, pandemic.
Unfortunately.
Merriam-Webster's editor-at-large, Peter Sokolowski, tells the Associated Press that the pandemic rose to the top in March. That's when the World Health Organization declared the novel coronavirus crisis in a pandemic. Interest in the word on the company's website, Merriam-Webster.com, has been high through the year. Among the runners-up for word of the year, Kraken, Mamba, and Defund.
Hmm.
I don't know where Kraken and Mamba came from.
Well, Merriam-Webster probably wants you to look them up on their website.
Just go there and look them up. President-elect Joe Biden's fondness of the word malarkey lifted the word to runner-up status as well.
Hey!
Malarkey. And that is a word that...
I like the old-timey words.
Yeah, that's a word that my dad used to use quite a bit, malarkey. Malarkey was also about the same as baloney.
Yeah, that's what it is.
In other words...
We all know what it means.
We know what it means. Yeah, but I don't have to go into that. But there you go.
I always liked it when Reagan used the word keister.
Yeah,
and I thought that was one that you didn't hear a lot of people use it, especially in the 80s. And I've always kept that in my vocab.
The thing about Ronald Reagan is his vocabulary went back so many years. He can fall in words you hadn't heard in centuries. Yeah. Practically,
I like that one.
He was a word guy though. 8:12 here, Steve and Ted, and. Got the Christmas tree put up at my house, and I tell you, with my wife and my two granddaughters decorating, you don't really have a theme in there. I mean, it's just kind of everything's kind of wherever they put it. Some people, you know, they'll
nothing
put
wrong with that.
All one color, or
I'd rather do it like you do.
Yeah,
it.
You
acquire ornaments and keepsakes over the years, and it's an eclectic group.
I've got a Kansas City Royals globe that I got when they, back in, 76 or sometime.
Yeah.
And it's there. And I've got a little figurine of George Brett with a bat. Yep, that's two of my favorites. And we've got a string of those old type of, with the bubble lights on, that go up. I don't know where we got those. A few years ago we got those, though.
Nice and retro.
Those are the kind when we were growing up, you had those. Mm-hmm. Did you ever string popcorn?
No.
I'm not sure. I think we did one year.
It's a little more rural. Laura Ingalls Wilder than my taste.
Well, yeah, that's pretty labor intensive, too.
Yeah. Man. If there's popcorn being popped, I'm going to eat it.
You can eat it.
I'm not going to string it up and put it on a tree.
So, at any rate, we got that done, and my wife has a massive collection of nutcrackers. Now, there she's got all kinds of themes. She's got... the military theme in honor of my son, who's had a military career, and there's a guy, is an old, a Scottish type guy with a big hat on, one of those big fuzzy hats,
nice,
and a kilt, and that's supposed to be me, I guess. But so you got all kinds, you got themes going there, with the nutcrackers. There you go.
Very nice. So your house is quite festive.
We don't decorate outdoors. We did for a couple of years, and I said, man, there's too much work. And
I put up my outdoor lights this weekend.
But you do. You go around a corner from my house in Riverside. There are some nice people have done a real nice job. They've taken some pains and put up. They do it every year. They put a lot of work into it. And then congratulations. I'm glad that somebody does. It's just not going to be me.
Well, I'm proud of my effort, too. I live in a block where no one puts up Christmas lights. I really stand out when I put mine up.
So what do you do? You string them along the front of the porch
pretty much. I string them along my front porch, and then there's like a little cedar hedge next to it, and I kind of throw what's left over on the cedar.
So you don't really, you don't have the 15-foot inflatable Grinch.
I do not. No, I do not. It's very
Santa.
Very non-labor intensive, but it looks nice when it gets dark outside.
You don't have the living nativity scene in your front yard.
No, I don't do any of that.
They used to do a living nativity out in the west side someplace. I wonder if they still do that anymore.
I think they do.
Do they? There was a church over there on the west side. Living nativity. All right, 8:15, Steve and Ted. One more thing I wanted to mention, that yesterday afternoon, my lovely wife and I ventured out. We had to go to get some drugs, frankly, for medicine-type drugs. And we said, well, let's just drop by this fast food restaurant over here, a national chain, and get what, then we won't have to cook dinner or anything. So it's very convenient. So she got her usual combo number two, and I got a combo number one. I'm not going to tell you where we got these, but you'll be able to figure it out by the time I get through, I think. So I said, well, I'm a little hungry. I'm going to order a cheeseburger as well.
Yeah.
Just a regular cheeseburger. So we get home, and, I'm doctoring up my food. Like, I take the bun off and put a little salt on there. A cheeseburger, I open this thing up, and there's no meat. And there's no cheese. There's some ketchup. There's lonely little pickle.
Oh, no.
There's a few onion chips.
That is the worst feeling in the world.
It's a good thing I didn't spend much money for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Shelly says, well, should we go back? Oh, I said,
at that point, you're like,
what?
Oh,
drive four miles to get back over there and do it again? No. But you kind of wonder what the folks were doing in there on the line. Well, somebody Jimmy forgot to put a patty on this one, but nobody.
Oh boy,
these things can happen.
I know.
I mean, I don't know anything about fast food.
But when they do, you're like, oh.
Like, yeah. Let's see. I would say about one every two or three trips to a fast food through a drive-through, something's not there.
Really?
For us, I don't know.
What?
It's about one out of three or four, something like that. No, they didn't. They forgot my burrito. Oh, okay. They forgot this. What? Do you have better
my
experience
My percentage
than that?
Is not that high.
Huh?
Maybe once a year.
Really?
Something gets goofed up. What are you ordering?
I guess it's way too complicated, whatever it is. Anyway, that was a cheeseburger without any burger. I did have a couple of nice...
A bun and some
couple
condiments.
Of nice buns,
oh,
which I
great.
Threw away.
But, great.
818 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and those the Chiefs just keep going. An important game yesterday, and they got a good showing from several of their players. I think two of them
sure
right
did,
out.
Yeah. And especially the combination of quarterback Patrick Mahomes throwing to wide receiver Tyreek Hill yielded massive results yesterday for the Chiefs. First place Kansas City in Tampa Bay taking on the Buccaneers, a team that they had not beaten in 27 years. It had been a long time. But the Chiefs early on tried to eradicate those thoughts. They took a 17-0 lead in the first quarter. So that's good. And the Chiefs ended up having that big lead. But they only scored one touchdown the rest of the way. As Mahomes and Hill just kept hooking up and getting the Buccaneers in trouble. Mitch Holt has had the call of the game. You heard it yesterday afternoon right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Second and four for the Chiefs. Mahomes, snap at his belt, works the right boundary. Tyreek Hill over the shoulder. Touchdown, Kansas City, and continues Carlton Davis's nightmare day. And the wonderful game for Tyreek Hill, a 20-yard reception. Perfectly thrown football over the shoulder of the cheetah who's putting on a clinic in front of a national audience.
I started feeling sorry for Carlton Davis.
Yeah, poor.
They were picking on that poor guy.
There, wow. You got a mismatch, you exploit it.
Yeah.
And certainly that's what the Chiefs did yesterday. Patrick Mahomes threw for 462 yards, and wide receiver Tyreek Hill had 13 catches for 269 yards, including three touchdowns.
Wow.
And the Kansas City Chiefs. They motion Edwards-Hillaire. And the Kansas City Chiefs, with an enormous first-half output, hang on and make the plays down the stretch. And Patrick Mahomes has beaten Tom Brady for a second consecutive time. Kansas City 27, Tampa Bay 24. The Chiefs tie a franchise record with their ninth consecutive road victory. And for Mahomes, on the road, this is an overlooked stat, Dean and Hughes. Patrick Mahomes is 19-4 on the road in his young career. And most importantly, with the Raiders' loss today, they got clobbered by Atlanta. The Chiefs have a four-game lead in the AFC West with five games to go.
It's all good after that win yesterday. First time since Joe Montana was the Chiefs quarterback that they beat the Buccaneers.
Wow.
Chiefs are now 10-1 on the season. So there's good action yesterday. You heard it all right here on KNSS. Men's basketball. Wichita State is getting ready for its season opener on Wednesday night at Koch Arena against Oral Roberts. And tonight we have the first ever edition of the WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Isaac Brown. That will be at 6 o'clock tonight. Should be a must listen to for Shocker fans. 6 o'clock this evening over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The first coaches show with Coach Isaac Brown. The Kansas State men's basketball team is playing tonight up in Manhattan, a 7 o'clock tip-off, as the Wildcats are hosting Kansas City. K-State is off to an 0-2 start on the season, trying to get that first win. They're in the middle of a five-game season-opening homestand. K-State hosting KC, 7 o'clock tonight, and that'll be televised on ESPNU. Former Kansas All-American Paul Pierce is going to be inducted into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. That induction will take place a year from now in Kansas City. Hersey Hawkins from Bradley from the Missouri Valley Conference. Shocker fans got a big dose of him back in the day. He is another inductee into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame next year. Women's basketball, Wichita State is home tonight at Koch Arena. The Shocker ladies off to a 1-0 start, and they're hosting Alcorn State. 6 o'clock tip tonight at Coke Arena. The KU women beat Texas A&M Corpus Christi yesterday. KU women are off to a 2-0 start. The K-State women opened their season with a 15-point win over Southern. K-State ladies off to a 1-0 start. They've won their season opener 11 years in a row. And a happy birthday today to a guy that was a slugger for the Kansas City Royals back in the day, Bo Jackson, the multi-sport star. Bo excelled at baseball and football professional level before injuries derailed his amazing physique. Bo Jackson's birthday today, he is 58, the former Kansas City Royal.
Saw Bo, he had been, they just came into Kansas City from New York, where he had hit three home runs in a row in his last game, and his first time up in Kansas City, he hit another. So he had four home runs in a row over two games. And he hit that ball, I tell you, that thing just kept it going, Ted. Boy, what a player.
If that
what
dude had stayed healthy.
Man.
He's a legend anyway, but boy, if he'd been able to stay healthy, what kind of
yikes
legend would he increase? Yeah.
All right.
That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at possible election irregularities. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.